let us know what people can do to control mosquitoes on their property.
The main thing to do is, after a rain, steady go in your yard. Make sure anything that can hold water, I mean, as small as a Coke bottle top that could hold water, dump it. Clean out your gutters. Make sure there's no debris on the roof that's in small pockets or in your gutters that can breed mosquitoes. You know, the small things, kids' toys in the yard, a lot of people overlook, you know, and, you know, kids get eat up by them because they're, I don't know, that fair skin, they like them a lot better than, you know, older folks. But, you know, it could be the lotions that they put on the kids that attract them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, toys, kids' toys, sandboxes that hold water, anything around the house that holds water for longer than, you know, a day to 7 days needs to be dumped. It doesn't take long for albopictus to find a site and go to breeding in it. And once you got them, you're the creator of the problem, so you're the main one to fix it. You're there every day. You can take the time to dump the stuff out and, you know, just avoid the whole problem in itself.
Sure, sure. And if people do notice a mosquito problem in their neighborhood, they can call you guys and have you guys come out and look at it and see.
Yes, sir, we can. They can call Okaloosa County Mosquito Control, north or south end. We have techs north and south. Call in a work order. We will come to your property, meet with you, walk through, see if we see anything that you might be missing. And give you a little heads up on other areas in the yard or neighbor's yard that you might can, you know, not be ugly, but, you know, kind of say, hey, you know, I'm getting eaten up by mosquitoes over here. You think you can dump that wheelbarrow with all them leaves and water in it for me?
Sure.
And, you know, there's also a lot of things that people don't know that mosquitoes do not like. They don't like lavender oil. You know, they don't like coconut oil. There's different, because a lot of people's on this health kick now with these oil, essential oils and stuff like that. You know, do your research, and there's a lot of things that you can buy over the counter to keep on yourself and your kids out in the yard to, you know, to protect you from vector carriers that might be a carrier from biting you, mm-hmm. or just from not having the nonsense around you and having to swat the jokers.